This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have a comment or a success story you'd like to share, we want to hear from you. We want this show to be a dialogue, not a monologue. This is about you. This is about what you think. I want to know what you think about nutritional supplementation. I want to know what you think about health challenges. I want to know if you've had a success story. Be generous. If you've had a success story, if you've noticed that your life has changed from a nutritional supplement program or for lifestyle changes or from anything you heard about in the world of health or on this program, I got a nice LinkedIn message today from somebody who said they lost 70 pounds from listening to this program, from following the advice we give on this program, which really is not anything crazy. I mean, the stuff we talk about on this program is so simple. You don't have to be a physician. You don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a chemist. You don't have to be a pharmacist. You don't have to be a medical professional. You don't have to understand how biology works. It's just plumbing and electricity and movement and good food and staying away from crappy food and nutritional supplementation and good thoughts. And it's really basic ideas. This is craziness that we've medicalized and we've made the mysteriousized, if that's a word. We've made it into a mystery of how the body works. We've been talking about eczema on this program, and lately I've been reading a lot about contact dermatitis, as it's called, or atopic dermatitis, as it's called. Atopic, not topical dermatitis, and it's like nobody can figure out what's causing atopic dermatitis, and they want to have all these new inventions and new drugs and new strategies, and they're doing all these studies and research on the particular molecular mechanism that's involved and why people have atopic dermatitis, and they're missing what's in plain sight, and that is that it's an immune system reaction, and it's associated with ear infections, and it's associated with asthma, and it's associated with digestive health issues, it's associated with all kinds of comorbidity problems that tell you exactly what's happening in the body, in the skin if you have atopic dermatitis. The same thing is true about Alzheimer's. I'm reading a lot now about Alzheimer's, vaccines for Alzheimer's and drugs for Alzheimer's and studies on what causes Alzheimer's and the various molecular mechanisms that lead to the deterioration of the brain. None of that matters. None of it matters from the perspective of getting better, from the perspective of reversal. None of it. It's interesting, maybe, and I find it fascinating. That's why I read up on it. But as far as the average person goes who's not concerned about the molecular nature of these things, if the ideas that we talk about here are so simple for eliminating disease, reversing disease, not curing, reversing, Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to contribute to the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. If you have questions about the longevity products or anything we're speaking about here today, purchase the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at truthtreatments.com and check out our True Skin Health products and our new website and our new products and our holiday specials. They're all up at truthtreatments.com. Everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't, truthtreatments.com. Also have a skin health blog. And then, last piece of housekeeping, why don't you go to our Facebook page, our new Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. I do moment of truth videos, 1 minute or 60 to 90 seconds, we'll say, videos every day on a various health subject. I've been doing them every day. I try to do them every day. And we also have various posts at The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Just go out there and hit follow, and somebody will approve you in moments, and then you'll be part of our community. And also, you can ask us questions on the Facebook page as well. Although I've noticed I haven't gotten a lot of questions on the Facebook page, but feel free to ask questions on the Facebook page. And I'll be doing a talk in my lab next week, the 28th of December, 2019. As we come into 2020, that's kind of an interesting idea. The decade is over. I wonder what the 2010s are going to be remembered for. Anyway, December the 28th, 2019, 11 a.m. at my lab, 2240 Curtis Street in Denver, 80205. We had a really nice turnout at our last one and a good time. We spoke for a couple hours and then took a bunch of questions and hung out. And we had everybody who comes, by the way, gets a free jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me just for coming by. So that's next Saturday, December 28th. 11 a.m. Saturday, December 28th, at my lab, which is 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, 80205. All right. Thanks for joining us once again on The Bright Side. We've been talking about atopic dermatitis in the skin, eczema in the skin. First of all, they're both interesting. Eczema is, from a healthcare professional perspective, eczema is an interesting health challenge. And as I say, the medical model is mystified by what causes it or how to address it, and pretty much all you get is steroid creams. Although if you get a steroid cream, what does that tell you? A steroid cream is an immune suppressant, so you got an immune system problem, which is basically all of our health challenges are immune system problems, which is why I like talking about eczema, because it's kind of emblematic of all health challenges. They're all immune system problems. You see it on the skin. It's like you're observing the arthritis on your skin. Imagine if you could see the arthritis as it happens. That's what eczema is. You're seeing the arthritis as it's happening. Of course, it's on the skin, so it's not in the joints. It's skinitis. It's dermatitis. Arthritis, dermatitis. Derma means skin. Arth means joints. It's an itis. The itis is the important part, not the arth and the derm. The itis is what you treat. It's what you address. It's what's where the where you want to focus on. Not the derm. The itis. So dermatitis, skin problems, the skin itself is emblematic of stuff that's going on inside the body. So we talk about atopic dermatitis. I want to address this idea of the automatic nervous system. Okay, I'm going to call it the automatic nervous system, but really it's the autonomic nervous system. But I'm going to call it the automatic nervous system. The automatic nervous system is divided into two sections. It's divided into a section that controls responses in the body that help us get out of pickles, out of jams, out of the way of a bus or a lion or a tiger or whatever threat we have. It's a way of dealing with threats. This part of the automatic nervous system is called the sympathetic nervous system. We've talked about this forever. When I first heard about the sympathetic nervous system and its relationship and what it does inside the body, it was like, I don't know, I would say a light bulb went off in my head, but it was just pretty obvious. It wasn't even a light bulb. It was just obvious. Diseases, the locus of disease is in the sympathetic nervous system. Now, that's a generalization. That's a very broad generalization. Nonetheless, it's useful. The parasympathetic nervous system is the safety nervous system. It's involved, and they're both involved in everything. You know, it's not like it's good, bad, that cut and dry, but for practical purposes, focus on the autonomic nervous system by calming the sympathetic nervous system down and by activating the parasympathetic nervous system activating the parasympathetic nervous system, you'll be better off for it. And your disease states will get better. your heart disease will get better. Your energy levels will get better. Your immune problems will get better if you focus on the parasympathetic nervous system through the 10th cranial nerve. Talk about that when we come back from our break. The 10th cranial nerve is called the vagus nerve. And you're going to hear lots more about the vagus nerve in the coming years and decades because we're more and more understanding its relationship to having a good life, quality of life, and reversal of disease. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right. We are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got lines open for you. We've got your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470. And for longevity products, you can also go to the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And for our skin health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we're talking about the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve. The cranial nerves run from the cranium, that is the brain specifically. They run from the brain through the rest of the body, mostly to the top of the body, to the head. The vagus nerve runs all over. 10th cranial nerve, well, the 12 cranial nerves are the olfactory nerve. That's the one that runs, that's the one that controls smell. And you can actually have diseases where you can't smell or where your sense of smell is affected. The cranial nerves are affected by strokes. So if you have a stroke, you can have problems with these nerves, and they can lead to all kinds of issues. The olfactory nerve that runs in the brain, that's in the center of your brain, that's responsible for smell. You have one for eye movement. You have one for the face, trigeminal nerve. Many people have heard of something called trigeminal neuralgia, which is an awful, miserable health condition, or can be miserable, where you touch your face. Imagine the worst dental pain. You know how it feels when somebody puts a needle or puts a drill in an area or puts a probe in an area, when a dentist puts a probe in an area that we have a cavity, or if you've ever experienced that electrical nerve just indescribable pain. That's what somebody who has trigeminal neuralgia experiences when they chew or when they get their face, when they touch their face. It's an awful, 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 miserable problem, trigeminal neuralgia. There's also a facial cranial nerve that's responsible for face movement. Sometimes you'll see when people have strokes, their face will hang a little bit. That's because of the facial nerves, the facial cranial nerve. There's a cranial nerve that affects the throat and the taste. There's one for the neck. There's one for vision. There's actually three or four for the eyes. There's one for hearing. There's one for balance. If you have a problem with the vestibulocochlear cranial nerve, that will affect hearing and balance. That will cause tinnitus. Tinnitus in the brain can be caused by these kinds of problems, inflammatory conditions at the level of the cranial nerve. Then there's the two that control the body. The hypoglossal controls the abdominal organs, sensation, movement. And then there's the 10th cranial nerve, which is in many, I don't say the most important of the cranial nerves, but because it has so many different things that it affects, it plays a major, major role in how healthy or how not healthy we are. Vagal stimulation, learning how to stimulate the vagus, is a major, important, critical lifestyle modification that we can all do. That's what slow, deep breathing does. Slow, deep rhythmic breathing is the fastest way to turn on vagal activity. The vagus nerve, because it's in the brain, is a classic example of why a classic demonstration of why the mind is connected to the body. Mind-body and mind-body medicine has this kind of woo-woo connotation. When a strict scientist, a hardcore scientist, hears mind-body, or a materialist scientist, hears mind-body, they cringe. Because it has this weird kind of connotation, this new agey connotation. But it's not. It's as hardcore science as the vagus nerve. Mind-body, the concept of mind-body, the link between, when I say mind-body, I mean the link between the mind and the body, is as hardcore scientific as the 10th cranial nerve. So anybody who doesn't believe in the mind, the link between the mind and the body, doesn't believe in biology. It's a biological phenomenon. Whole thing, this whole separation of mind and body is really, it's kind of got religious overtones. It was came from back in the days when they wanted to leave God to the mind of God, and they were willing to give up the body to man in the Age of Enlightenment. The first guy who really talked about mind-body in a philosophical sense was Descartes. He said, "I think, therefore I am." And that whole idea of a thinker and a body, a thinker inside a body, if you will, that whole idea of a thinker inside a body where they were separate and where they didn't interact, where you could just play around with the body, had nothing to do with the mind, that was that's a vestige of a philosophical principle that's hundreds of years old, really thousands of years old. The Greeks were the first people to separate the two. They call psyche and soma. In any case, today we know they're linked. What this means is the 10th cranial nerve, the fact that the 10th cranial nerve affects the body the way it does via the parasympathetic nervous system, means that you can control your body and how it responds with your mind. Now, we all know we can lift our arm. You know, if you see something on, you want to pick up a pencil, that's mind-body, clearly. You think a thought, I want to pick up that pencil, and you pick up the pencil. And that's obvious. But what's less obvious is your blood pressure can be controlled by your thoughts. What's less obvious is your blood sugar can be controlled by your thoughts. What's less obvious is your cortisol can be controlled by your thoughts. And that's why I always say there's multiple dimensions to healing. It's not just physical. It's not just supplements. If you are controlling your blood pressure with your brain, if you control your blood pressure with your nervous system, if you're controlling your blood pressure with your autonomic nervous system and you have a way of hacking into that, and that's what we're going to talk about here in the coming days, ways of hacking into that, you can control your blood pressure. That is so powerful because you don't need an authority. You don't need anybody outside you to do it. You are your mind. You have control over your mind. If you can leverage, first you have to understand, first you have to know, then you have to understand, then you have to leverage. So what we're talking about here is knowing, making it clear that this is the case, that the vagus nerve is part of the autonomic nervous system. It controls the body, and the vagus nerve is a cranial nerve. It's a brain nerve. It's a neurological, it's part of the neurological system. Now all we got to do is figure out how to hack into the thing. See, the idea that it's automatic doesn't mean we don't have control over it. The idea that it's autonomic doesn't mean we don't have control of it. What it means is usually we don't bother. It's going to run on its own. It runs underneath our awareness. It runs underneath our consciousness. It runs subconscious. That's what the subconscious is about. Subconscious or unconscious means the things that affect us that we don't have any, that we don't know about, or we're not paying attention to, or we're not conscious of. It doesn't mean it's a location. It just means that we're not aware of it. But that doesn't mean we can't be aware of it. That doesn't mean we can't be conscious of it. If you have high blood pressure, take your blood pressure, take a blood pressure cuff and see what it is. Now sit on it after you get a baseline. Sit on the couch and practice slow deep breathing for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Slow deep rhythmic breathing. Guess what's going to happen? You will modify your parasympathetic nervous system through the vagus nerve, and you will lower your blood pressure. The same thing can be done with cortisol. The same thing can be done with angiotensin, which is involved. It's a blood pressure chemical. Same thing can be done with insulin and blood sugar, although that's a little bit more tied into food. This is so powerful, you guys. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is a top government watchdog says in a just-released report that the Trump administration did break the law by withholding congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine last summer for a policy reason. The Government Accountability Office report coming a day after the House of Representatives sent articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for conduct related to his withholding that aid to Ukraine. Trump had refused to release the funds at the same time he was pressuring the country's new president to announce investigations by that country of former Vice President Joe Biden. The U.S. Senate is headed today towards passage of the big North American trade deal to replace NAFTA. Senate Majority Chief Mitch McConnell saying it will create jobs and boost economic growth. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am a pharmacist, Ben, and we've got lots of lines open for you. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about the Youngevity products or business or health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, or a comment or success story, 844-236-6010 is our number. You can purchase Youngevity products by calling 866-735-2470 or by heading to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts in addition to the products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com, and also our new Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. I've got videos, Moment of Truth videos, as well as, well, I haven't done Facebook Lives yet, but I am planning on doing some Facebook Lives. If you follow us on The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben, you'll get notified when we do a Facebook Live. And thank you to Nasima for setting that one up for me. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Let's see here. From the journal Frontiers in Microbiology. The sun can indeed shine out of your backside, suggests research. Not because you're self-absorbed, but because you've absorbed gut-altering UV radiation. How do you like that? They can actually see how much sun you're getting by doing a stool analysis, because when you go out in the sun, you change your gut bacteria for the better, and it probably has something to do with vitamin D. And we've known for years that vitamin D and vitamin D deficiency are linked to multiple sclerosis recovery and multiple sclerosis incidents. That is, the more vitamin D you have, the less likely you are to have multiple sclerosis, as well as irritable bowel disease. Vitamin D is an anti-inflammatory, pro-immune, immune-boosting vitamin, and you get more of it from the sun. And now it's thought that this has to do with the gut. Surprise, surprise, because the immune system is housed in the gut. The relationship between vitamin D, the microbiome, and sunshine is extremely important if we're going to leverage the body's ability to resist disease. Of course, vitamin D is upregulated by making sure you're enjoying ultraviolet radiation from the sun. Yes, enjoy the ultraviolet radiation. Do not burn. That is never a good idea, of course. But make sure you're getting out in the sun, in the noonday sun, the strong sun, if you can, in the summertime anyway, for at least a few minutes every day. Not just walking the dog, but laying outside in your bathing suit or less. The more skin that contacts the sun, the more vitamin D you will be making. And if you're African American, you're dark skinned, it's even more important, because the melanin in dark skin will keep you from making vitamin D. So it's extra super duper important that you get sunshine if you're African American or have dark skin. And also eating vitamin D containing foods, although that is not the best way to get your vitamin D. The sun is the best place to get your vitamin D. All right, from the journal Immunology, glutamine may decrease obesity-linked inflammation. Glutamine could help people with obesity, reduce inflammation of fat tissue, and reduce fat mass, according to a new study. That's because glutamine helps the body process sugar. This is from the journal Cell study was in the journal Cell Metabolism. Glutamine is a really, really interesting, important, and very functional amino acid, probably the most functional. I don't want to say the most, but one of the most functional of all the amino acids. Of course, they're all important. But glutamine is just stupendously important. It's part of the glutathione molecule, which is the body's major anti-aging, antioxidant, detoxifier substance. The more toxic you are, the more glutamine you're going to benefit from. Glutamine is important for muscle building. It's important for brain health. The intestine, very important for intestinal health. Cells of the intestine use glutamine for energy. Glutamine can help the body process energy. That's why it's important as an anti-inflammatory. Now there are some people who will tell you not to supplement with glutamine. It's a cancer feeder. Cancers, can use glutamine for energy. I'm not buying it. It's not probably a good idea to take lots and lots of an amino acid without taking the full spectrum, because that's not how nature intended us to get amino acids. And that gets you into the whole question of supplementation. And there are some people who say you shouldn't supplement. Nature didn't intend you to have nutrients put into the body that way. And I can see their point. But the fact is our environment is so mucked up, and we're breathing so much nasty air and drinking so much nasty water, and our food is nutritionally deficient, the soils are deficient, we all know the stories. Supplementing is something we have to do. In my opinion, it's just a necessary evil, something you got to do. And supplementing with glutamine can help you out in so many different ways, for your intestine, for your immune system, for detoxification, for muscle building, for brain health, and now apparently for folks who have obesity, to reduce inflammation of fat tissue. And keep in mind, fat makes inflammatory chemicals. The more fat you're carrying, the more inflamed you're going to be, micro-inflamed. That's very important. This is why losing weight itself is caused by something else. Just losing weight, even if you don't take care of the something else, just dropping pounds can help you improve your health, because losing fat is anti-inflammatory, because fat is inflammatory, produces inflammatory chemicals. Let me do one more here. We'll get your calls here. This is kind of interesting. Phase 1 clinical trials, that means drug, it's a drug trial. This is a drug company doing this. Phase 1 clinical trials for psilocybin show no adverse effects. Psilocybin, of course, is magic mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms, taboo, as all hallucinogenics and psychedelics are, taboo for so many years, for decades, since they were first discovered, well, since it was first rediscovered by modern, by Western culture, which is probably the late 1950s. The editor of Time magazine, a guy named Gordon Wasson, went to Mexico and he saw that the natives were eating these mushrooms and having spiritual experiences, and he went and he decided to join them. And he had some spiritual experiences himself. And because he was the editor of Time magazine, maybe the owner, actually, the publisher of Time magazine, he put a cover story on Time magazine in the early 1960s, and it became a big deal. But then people got freaked out about hallucinogenics and psychedelics for whatever reason, and the government stepped in. They became illegal. Still, over the last 10, 15 years, they have been rediscovered by the medical community, and now they're being used for people who have PTSD and people who are dying from cancer and people who have depression. And now drug companies are involved because, of course, if something works, the drug companies want to know how it works. And what they'll do is they'll isolate the molecule that has the antidepressant properties, and they'll tweak it and patent it, and you'll be able to buy mushroomabab or something, or psilocybab, or they'll come up with some crazy name for it, and it'll be the same thing that you can get grown in cow patties or grown wherever mushrooms grow. So anyway, a team of researchers from King's College in London and a mental health care company called Compass Pathways has released the results of a phase 1 clinical trial from the drug. They said it's a drug, psilocybin. No, it's not. It's a mushroom. It's not a drug. It's an extract from a mushroom. In addition to announcing the result at the annual meeting of the American College of Neuropsychopharmacology, team members talked to the press, and they said they found no adverse effects. They took the mushrooms, and they had no adverse effects. Psilocybin is a psychedelic drug, which means you're going to get some hallucinogenic symptoms. So just be prepared. It's not going to kill you, that's for sure. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, but it might help your depression and your PTSD. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll get your phone calls when we come back from our break. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. I'll be doing a talk in my lab at 2240 Curtis Street in Denver, Colorado, 80205. Next Saturday, December 28th, 11 a.m. We'll talk longevity, we'll talk nutrition, and everybody who comes by will get a jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. We'll talk some skincare, and then we'll talk about the business as well if you're interested in talking about the longevity business. And if you're in the Denver area, I'd love to see you next Saturday, December 28th, 2019, 11 a.m., 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, 80205. All right, our number today is 844-236-6010. And it's time to go to the phones. We got lots of lines open for you, by the way. 844-236-6010. Say good morning to Barry in New Orleans. What's up, Barry?
Yes, good morning. Yes. I had a few questions I want to add to you.
Sure.
You can comment on all of them because a lot of times I don't get to ask all the questions, but if you have to cut...
It's all you today. It's all you, my friend. So what's your first... Hit me with your first question.
My last one is health related, but I was curious as to whether you thought the spiritual laws that govern the universe.
The what kind of laws?
Spiritual laws that govern the universe.
Well, that's an interesting phrase. Spiritual laws that govern the universe. There are definitely laws that govern the universe. I don't know how you would distinguish spiritual from anything else, though. But how? What do you mean? What is a spiritual law as opposed to a non-spiritual law?
Well, most people believe that will say stuff like cause and effect.
Well, is that a spiritual law, cause and effect?
Yeah, that's...
Well, hang on. Let's work with that, okay? Do you know in the quantum world there's no cause and effect? That's all probability?
No.
It's only at the big level. Like when you drop a pencil and it goes down, that's the law of gravity, right? Or that's cause and effect. Well, let's do cause and effect. You hit something, you hit a lever, the lever goes up. That's cause and effect. But according to quantum physics, that's only probably, it will only probably happen that you hit the lever on one side and the other side goes up. One out of a zillion trillion times, it's not going to happen. But the problem is, a zillion trillion, you know, is a huge number. So most of the time it happens. The vast majority of the time, the vast majority of the time it happens. But that doesn't mean that it's a law. Follow? According to quantum physics, it's all probability. So cause and effect, I don't know where that fits in. You know, it's a law on our level of reality, but does that make it a law? Doesn't a law mean it always has to be true? I don't know. You know, that's a big question. I don't really like the phrase spiritual laws. I think there are things that are the right thing to do in the sense that when you do them, you build rather than break things down. You know, there's two major forces. There's the force of building and there's the force of breaking down. The force of building is called, in the body, is called anabolism, and breakdown is called catabolism. In physics, they tell you entropy always occurs. Entropy is the tendency of things to break down. On the other hand, there's something called neg-entropy, and that's the tendency of things to build up. So there's always these two things happening, these two forces happening at any moment. And what I think, rather than thinking in terms of spiritual laws, I think more in terms of being aligned with building, being aligned with neg-entropy, being aligned with how things are put together, than rather than being aligned with how things fall apart. That's what I think health is. Health comes when we're whole. So you're pulling things together when you're healthy. Disease is when things fall apart. So I'm thinking less in terms of spiritual laws as in terms of being aligned with one phase of the biphasic processes of life, which are building and breaking down, being aligned with the building side. Does that make sense? Rather than laws.
Yeah.
Just that's the way I look at it.
Okay, well, I'm going to get to my last question because I'm fearing that I might not be able to.
I'm not going to cut you off, but ask me your most important question first.
Okay, well, if you could just comment quickly on this because I want to get to my health-related question.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what's your opinion on whether the universe is finite or infinite?
You asked some big questions here, but I like it because I like big questions. Well, clearly, it's infinite. But the problem with infinite is we have a finite brain and mind. So the finite mind cannot conceive of the infinite. So we have to presume it's infinite. It's just a presumption. But we can't really understand infinity. We have to have borders. The mind needs borders. Because even if you talk about infinity, you're naming something, you're limiting it. So the concept of something that's unlimited is not really, doesn't lend itself to language and words and the brain. We can just presume that it's infinite. Whether or not how that works in your life, I'm not so sure that it's really that utilitarian. It has that much function in your day-to-day life, except to believe, I believe, and this is my personal belief, and by the way, L-I-E, lie, is right in the middle of belief. You can't spell belief without lie. So in a way, if once you believe something, that's, you're limiting it, and it's not necessarily true. Nonetheless, I believe in infinity because it gives me more power to live my life that way. And ultimately, Barry, to me, those are the questions that are important. Is your life more powerful made more powerful by the beliefs you've chosen? You follow? Whether or not there's an ultimate truth or there's ultimate beliefs or there's spiritual laws, I don't know. But what I know is there's certain things we could do to make our lives better, to improve the quality of our life. And the beliefs you choose is so important. So important. The beliefs you choose will make your life better or worse. The beliefs, the things you choose to believe in, will make your life better or worse. That's why I choose to believe in divine intelligence. Okay, I can't say for 100% sure, but I believe in divine intelligence because it makes my life better. I believe in unlimitedness and infinity because it makes my life better. I believe in the power of the mind to rule the body because it makes my life better to have those beliefs. It makes my day more joyous to know that everything's in working order. It makes my day more fulfilling and my life more meaningful if I know that there is a certain way that I can live it that will make not only my life better, but the world better. So I'm choosing my beliefs functionally. And that's really the ultimate question. Is your life made better by the beliefs you choose? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, now, now we're really going to run out of time, so what did you want to know?
Well, as much as you can, because I don't eat peanuts as much as I do, but I'm just curious, these apples are so bad, why is it with all the peanut butter children eat?
Yeah, right, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's not that it's so bad. It's that it's really, really toxic. I mean, it's got real, it's very potent. So they may not be getting enough aflatoxin, but gram for gram, it's a really powerful toxin. But we don't know. Maybe migraine headaches are related. Maybe early demise or cancer is related. Maybe immune problems. You know what I'm saying? Just because we don't see a definitive link between peanut butter and health doesn't mean that all the peanut butter we're eating and all the peanuts we're ingesting and all the peanut flour that's in processed products aren't related to multiple sclerosis. Do you follow? We don't know that. So we do know that aflatoxin is pretty nasty stuff. It's not in all peanuts, but peanuts tend to grow that kind of stuff. It's not going to be in all peanut butter, and it's not going to be in it enough that you'll know that you'll just drop dead. But maybe you'll just feel lousy. Maybe you'll just have chronic fatigue because you're eating a lot of peanut butter. You follow? Nobody's ever thought to look at those kinds of links. So and then on top of all that, peanuts are not a great food. There's some good stuff in peanuts for sure. There's some really good stuff in peanuts, but they're not all around a great food. You know, so to avoid peanuts, it's not going to hurt you really to avoid peanuts. There's no real upside. You might like the taste. Do almond butter. Almond butter is really nuts, or almonds are really nuts. Peanuts are not nuts. They're legumes, and a lot, in addition to the aflatoxin, a lot of people react to legumes, and a lot of skin problems, a lot of acne in kids is associated with peanut butter. And a lot of acne and adult acne or digestive acne conditions is also associated with peanut butter and peanut butter ingestion. That's probably one of the top 10 foods that Americans ingest is peanut butter. I don't know the statistics on the foods we eat, but I'm thinking peanut butter is really high on the list. And plus, peanuts are a cash crop, and they're in a lot of other things too. There's good things in peanuts, no doubt about it. But as an overall food, you could do better with almond butter, or now they have hazelnut butter and cashew butter, various nut butters, real nuts. Nuts, by the way, have their own problems. Nuts are not a perfect food either. All right, Barry, I am out of time, but I always enjoy talking to you. You always have something good and to contribute to the program, and I really appreciate it. Thanks, Barry. And that's it for today on The Bright Side. Our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, truthtreatments.com for all our true skin health products, including our new products and our holiday specials. And also, we have a skin health blog at truthtreatments.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I can't believe